Welcome to Celtic Christmas Greetings. My name is Mark Gunn, and earlier this year, I guess about a month ago, I released a brand new album called Celtic Christmas Greetings, and that's what the show is all about. I'm talking about some of the music in my new album and some of the music that I love. And today we're talking about Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman was written by Walter Jack Rollins and Steve Nelson in 1950, and when it was first recorded by Gene Autry. It was written after the success of Autry's song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer the previous year. The song was originally titled Frosty the Snowman, and apparently it was supposed to take place in White Plains, New York, or Armonk, New York. Armonk has a parade dedicated to Frosty each and every year. Of course, it tells the story of a snowman that is brought to life by children with a silk hat. He roams the town with children who constructed him and runs into a traffic cop before leaving town. While the song was written in 1950, I think I came across it due to the animated television special that was released in December 1969, featuring the voice of Jimmy Durante as the film's narrator. His recording of the song also is sort of, for me, the quintessential Frosty the Snowman recording. I did actually watch that for the first time in a long time last year with my daughter, Kenzie. And I gotta say, it was the most inane, terrible film I'd seen in a long time. I was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. I know when I was a kid, I absolutely loved it, but it was just trying to watch it now as an adult. It's like, oh my gosh, kill me. I first started playing the song last year, but when I started working on Celtic Christmas Greetings, I wanted to, you know, I wanted music that's going to reflect our Celtic culture. And so I ended up going in, making some slight rewrites, adding things about, you know, crack and soul, and crack being the Irish phrase for fun. You know, I throw in there a tweed hat. He danced a jig all around. It's very subtle things. There's a very small, when I first played it for my daughter, she was a little, what is going on here? This isn't how the song is sung. But she came around and now loves it. I did actually, after recording it, I've started already making a few edits to the song because I realize some lyrically, some things could have been done better. Down to the village, I say, with a shillelagh in his hand. And I cut out the width. And also, what is the children say? Where was that one line? He was made of snow. And I say in the song, but the wee ones know, thinking of the children. But then I thought, wouldn't it be cooler, though, if I added wee folk? And so the future renditions of this song will have that as a change. I think you're always, as a songwriter, you're pretty much always writing, rewriting stuff. I know a lot of authors who do the same sort of thing. I also mentioned the shillelagh, and I think the shillelagh is an interesting thing because I never knew what a shillelagh was until, again, Bing Crosby in the early 1900s was singing about, you know, the shillelagh in my arm and the twinkle in my eye, you know, or my same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland, you know. So, but you don't ever hear of the shillelagh these days. Okay, so like I said, I came to Celtic music late. I started playing in 1999. And I started thinking about, though, I mean, I didn't hear of a shillelagh for like 2 or 3 years after that period. That's not entirely true. It was mentioned in the song Finnegan's Wake, Shillelagh Law, but it never really clicked. You know, what the heck is Shillelagh Law? I have no clue. I never bothered to research and look up to see what it's all about. A shillelagh is a wooden walking stick and club or cudgel, typically made from a stout, knotty stick with a large knob at the top that is associated with Ireland and Irish folklore. Traditionally, they're made from blackthorn wood or oak. They were used for settling disputes in a gentlemanly manner, like pistols in colonial America or katana in Japan. Now, this is coming from Wikipedia, but much of the folklore about shillelagh seems to have vanished in my mind. I'd love your thoughts about that. Let me know. Now, the other funny thing about the Frosty the Irish Snowman is I mentioned it's down to Galway. He led them down old Galway town right to the traffic cop. But here's the thing. I did a little bit of research when I was writing the song just to make sure. And of course, it doesn't snow a whole lot in Ireland. So it does snow, but not very frequently. So this idea had a whole different life in my mind when I was writing it, because again, it's not going to be a whole lot of snow. I think I mentioned in here, Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was out that day. I didn't say the sun was hot that day. I was just saying the sun is out, you know, which there's a lot of cloud cover in Ireland as well. So I thought that would be an amusing little twist on it. And I mentioned Galway partially because I've been there a number of times through my Celtic Invasion vacations that I mentioned in a previous episode of this podcast. Go to CelticInvasion.com. And Galway is just such a wonderful little town. It's one of my favorites. I love to sing Galway too. It's just wonderful. I have several songs that I've written that reference Galway as well. And it's just wonderful. Now, like I said, my daughter is singing the song, and it's become a new favorite for her. So I'm hoping that other kids around the world, especially the Celtic, the Irish kids, will embrace it as well. You can once again hear Samantha Gilogley performing on fiddle for this one. If your child has listened to Frosty the Irish Snowman, I'd love your feedback. I'd love to know. I'd love to hear. Tell me a story about it and what you think about the song. And maybe if there's any other new revisions, let me know how I can improve it. Here's Frosty the Irish Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly cracking soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman belongs to the fae, they say. He was made of snow, but the wee ones know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old tweed hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he danced a jig all around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was out that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with the shillelagh in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down old Galway town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe to it at CelticChristmasMusic.net. I would greatly appreciate any reviews on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you are online. And I'd also love it if you could share it with your friends. I do have a Celtic Christmas album. It's called Celtic Christmas Greetings. You can get that at CelticMusic.org. And I also host the Celtic Christmas Podcast. Check it out at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Na Laghlan na Dtí.